Hi, friend, and welcome to the Fruitful Podcast, where we share stories of faith, family, and fruitfulness. I'm Sherry Lynn Roodman, or in English, Sherry Lynn Roodman, and this podcast is something really special to me. Every episode features my mom, Lynette Steyn-Lorenz, and these are her original radio interviews, especially for Just Gospel Radio. And these are heartfelt conversations filled with wisdom, hope, and reminders that faith is found in the everyday. I wanted to share them here so they could keep encouraging hearts in new seasons and new spaces. Let's listen together to one of my mom's original conversations that still speaks so deeply today.
Good morning, all the listeners. We are back, and I made a promise last week. And I said that when we spoke about divine motherhood, that there's too much to talk about, and I'm going to leave a little section for this week. And this week we're talking about how do I teach my child about God. Well, to effectively be able to teach your child about God, you need to begin by fostering a very strong faith yourself. You need to make sure what you believe, because through the innocent questions of your little ones, you can be confronted with issues you have not found clarity on yourself. So make sure what you believe. You need to share your personal testimony with your children throughout the day in small little things. Tell your children what you see God doing for you, and what you see the hand of God in, like the flowers along the road, God providing your food, God giving you a wonderful blessing as your child. Your child is a blessing from God. Tell them what you are thankful for, what blessings God have bestowed on you. Then pray with your children regularly. You can pray for their day at school, before they write a test, before a sports game, before a meal, even before visiting a friend, or maybe before traveling. Do your personal Bible study in front of your children so that they can see what you are doing. And I made the mistake when my children were young to keep my personal Bible study in the closed doors of my room, and they never saw me doing it. And later on, I realized, but they didn't know that I am doing Bible study because they never saw me doing it. So what you also should do is use a regular Bible and not your phone or iPad or computer. By using a regular Bible, they can see what you are busy with. If we sit with our phones or computers, they do not know what you are doing. And you can just as well be busy on social media. So teach your child to spend alone time with God and do their own Bible study as well. Introduce them to Jesus through engaging stories, activities, model a Christ-like character in your daily life, and encourage them to connect with God through prayer and worship. Make practicing Christianity practical. For example, and this I got from my daughter, the armor of God. That's a metaphor. The armor of God is a metaphor for the spiritual protection and strength. And what she did was she actually laid her child down on a piece of cardboard. And she drew his outline, and they started dressing him in the armor of God, making it practical and teaching him of everything. For instance, the belt of truth. And they drew a belt on it, and she taught him that that represents the living and life represents living and life aligned with God's truth and resisting deception. And the breastplate of righteousness, then they drew that, and that symbolized the protection that God provides as we trust in His righteousness. And then they drew the shoes of peace. And that represented the readiness to spread the gospel of peace and stand firm in your faith. And then they made a shield, and they added a shield to the little figure. And that said, it's a shield of faith, Then they added the helmet of salvation and they put it on the head of the figure. And then they drew the sword of the Spirit. And in the end, the little one who is not totally 2 years yet had a lifelike figure of a person dressed in the armor of God. And she could teach him what everything means. And I think that's a very practical example. So what else can you do practically to teach your child? Firstly, again, by lead by example. Your child will learn more from what you do than what you say. We've said that so many times. Be a role model by demonstrating a genuine and active faith through your actions and words every day. Then the family need to pray and worship together. Establish a regular family prayer time and incorporate worship into your routines. I loved singing when we were traveling worship songs and get the whole family to sing with you and so that they can get to know the songs. This helps the children connect with God and understand the importance of faith in a daily life. Then we spoke about Bible study already, but read the Bible together as a family as well. And engage then in open discussions about it. Even more with the older children, let them ask questions and give their own opinions about it. Also use age-appropriate resources like children's Bibles and then some Bible study tools or daily devotions to stimulate talk. We found it helpful or the most best time to do it was just after supper at night. But work out for your family what will work for you. Then share your testimony. Share your personal story of how God has impacted your life. This can be a powerful way to demonstrate the relevance of faith in real life to your children. Engage in meaningful conversations. Ask open-ended questions about God and engage your child to express their thoughts and feelings. Don't just give answers. Allow them to explore themselves and debate about it. Spark curiosity and foster love for learning about God. Then model a Christ-like character. We've said that as well, but how do you do that? You demonstrate love, compassion, forgiveness, and humility in your interactions with others. These qualities reflect the character of God and can be powerful examples for your child. Do this practically by giving food or clothes to those that do not have. Let your child see that. Or use special times like Christmas. And don't give each other gifts, but rather take the money that you would have used to give each other gifts for Christmas and buy gifts for orphans and take it to the orphans so that they can experience the blessing of giving something to somebody else. Then number 7, encourage service and acts of kindness. Involve your child in acts of service and kindness, teaching them about God's love for others and the importance of serving His purpose. For example, help an elderly person where your children can witness it. Give up your chair to a pregnant lady or to anyone that have to stand because they do not have a chair. Number 8, create a God-loving environment. Decorate your home with Christian art. Play Christian music. And surround your child with positive influences that promote faith. Choose Christian values for your family to live by. Put it up in your home and discuss them regularly to what they mean to you. And remind each other to live by them. Then number 9, celebrate your faith. Mark important Christian holidays and events with your child, such as Easter and Christmas. And then another one that's important to me is the day that you surrendered your life to the Lord. Celebrate that. That's actually a more important day than your birthday. Your second birthday is the day that you got birthed into a Christian life. Celebrate that as well. And this can help your child to also connect with a broader Christian community. And this teaches them about the significance of the events like Christmas or Easter and the Christian meaning about it and not the worldly meanings about it. Then the number 10, seek guidance from other Christians. Encourage your child to interact with other Christian children and adults that can provide positive role models and support. It's a good idea to let your child attend a children's church or a Sunday school where they can talk about these stuff, the Christianity and Christianity-related issues with other children and learn with other children as well. Something to remember, your child needs to choose for themselves or himself or herself one day. Ultimately, it's not your responsibility whether your child choose to follow Christ or not. It's theirs. We can teach them, but they need to make the choice themselves. Even if we do everything right, which we don't, because we all make mistakes, your children may choose not to take the Christian path and make a detour. Your job is to teach them and teach them well. And then pray for them. And then trust God to do the rest. You cannot live their lives for them. They need to decide themselves. Okay, then created to play a faith-based website for parents. Give the following tips to parents. They say, have several age-appropriate Bibles and Bible storybooks around your house and read them playfully. That means with the different tones of voice, mimicking and pulling your face. That amuses a child and that keeps a child's attention with you. Pray with your child each night and big, bold prayers, prayers that they can understand. Learn or list fun blessings that you can use at meal times. And I've heard of quite a few parents that when they take their children to school, they ask their children, what can we be thankful for? What have God blessed us with? And allow the children to explore and think, but what have God blessed them with? And the one father even said, but for a whole year, the children were not allowed to repeat the same thing. So that really made them thought about what did God bless them with. Then apologize to your kids when you make a mistake or you lose control. Explain that Christ died for you and your mistakes too, and you are not perfect. Also, forgive your children quickly, frequently, and deliberately. Tell your child if something is upsetting you, but also tell them that you choose to forgive them. Demonstrate that forgiveness is a choice. For instance, if your child broke your favorite coffee mug, tell them that your heart is sore, you are upset, but you choose to forgive them because you love them. And then when they come home and they're upset about something that their friend did to them and it made their heart sore, you can also explain to them that forgiveness is a head thing. It's something that you decide with your head, and the emotions will follow later on, but you have to decide to forgive. Talk about God as creator when you are outside in nature. Show them the wonders that God have created. Notice his creativity, how he made everything different, but everything fits together. His artistry and his generosity in making things for us to enjoy. The beautiful flowers, the animals, how ecosystem works. Wow, that is really something to share with your child. Then sing Sunday school songs from your childhood, if you can still remember them. Listen to praise music with your child. Dance like David danced. Tell your kids what a great job God did when he made them. Tell them, wow, I love how hardworking God have made you. Or, wow, I love the way that God made you with such a loving heart. Teach in your child's Sunday school. Have other Christian adults regularly in your child's life. Have them come and visit. And have your children also discuss with them so that they can see. It's not just my mommy and daddy that believes this. There's other people as well. Keep faith fun. Jesus died for us to have an abundant life. Our God is not boring, so our faith does not need to be boring either. Laugh, sing, play, and celebrate every day that God gives you. To effectively teach your child to study the Bible, begin by modeling a love for God's Word yourself, making it enjoyable and accessible, and providing consistent opportunities for them to engage with Scripture. My late husband frequently quoted Scripture without saying this is from the Bible, and later on when the children got to know Scripture, they identified those sayings from their father as quoting Scripture, and they actually became like, wow, I know this because my dad used to say it. Became such a wonderful thing for them. Encourage your children to ask questions and discuss their thoughts with them. Create a safe and open environment for them where they can actually explore the Bible. Make it fun and engaging. Use age-appropriate materials again. And if you use a Bible study book or daily devotion, make sure it's on the level that your child can understand and that it's not too boring for them. It doesn't need to be this wonderful intellectual book that you use. It just needs to stimulate conversation. And then incorporate activities, because a child likes to do something. They do not like to sit still for hours and just listen. They want to do things, like, for example, the example that I used with my daughter with the armor of God, that she drew her son and she actually added the clothing pieces and explained to him what it means. So use crafts, games, and other interactive activities to make Bible study enjoyable and memorable. You even get board games that encourages children to learn more about Christianity and the Bible. So be creative. Find ways to make the Bible become alive for your child. Maybe they can even act out stories or make concerts with it, or use other visual aids just to keep it interesting for them. So mommy, become, or daddy, become creative. Ask questions. Create a safe space where they can answer the questions, even though it's wrong. Then you can just discuss it with them until they gain the insight why it was wrong. And then discuss real life applications of things that they read in the Bible. So help your child to see how biblical truth can apply to their life every day and the challenges that they face. Then be a consistent parent. Try to set a regular time for when you do Bible study so that they know when to expect it. It can be a daily thing or maybe a weekly thing. Or if it's really difficult, a monthly thing. But I recommend that it's more frequent than a monthly thing. And when you start this, start small. Don't overwhelm your child with so much information that they need to know the Bible within a week. It's not possible. So begin with manageable portions. Maybe one verse that you take in a week and repeat it night after night so that they can start remembering it and understanding it. Be patient with them and keep encouraging them. Okay. Emphasize prayer and spiritual growth with your child. Pray frequently, before, during, and after you have studied the Bible, before, during, and after they are going to write a test, before, during, and after they are facing something difficult or they're going to do something nice, then you can praise the Lord for it. Discuss with them why it is important to pray and the effect of prayer. For instance, if something is bothering them and you discuss it with them and tell them that they have to pray about it, demonstrate that they can leave it at the feet of the Father and they can give it to God to handle. They don't need to worry about it anymore. Focus on their character development. Use the Bible to teach your child about God's character and then discuss with them about how can they develop their own character so that they can live more holy every day. This is quite important as this is something that God asks of us, to develop our godly character. I became a Christian when I was 8 years old. I was quite ill and my grandmother sat next to my bed and I think she thought I was not going to live and she really made it her task to bring me to Christ before I passed away. But God was good and He healed me and I could live up to today to talk to you on the radio today. But just what a wonderful journey for me over the years to be able to study God's character and try to mimic the way that God's Son that He sent to us to live among us on earth, to use Him as an example and try to model my character according to how Jesus lived. Then another thing, consider journaling. Now, I know the boys do not always want to journal, but girls like to journal. But even for yourself, consider journaling. As the years go by, it's sometimes very encouraging to go back to our old journal to see, but what did God speak to you on that day? And how you have developed and how God has blessed you since that day. It is really encouraging and it strengthens one's faith. Now you're going to ask me, but how do I teach my child to do Bible study? Very, very easy way. Practical way is the soap method. Soap, like you clean your body, you clean your spirit by doing Bible study. The soap method is a structured approach to Bible study that involves four key steps. The first one is scripture, S, O, observation, A, application, and P, prayer. Soap. It is simple yet effective, and it's a way to engage with God's Word, whether individually or maybe in a group like the whole family together. And it can also be used for a variety of Bible study formats. So the SOAP method is, for scripture, you read a specific passage or verse from the Bible. Observation, O. You carefully examine the text, noting keywords, phrases, and themes, and the context where it's placed in the Bible. And you can also read commentaries on that passage to make it more clear. Then application. You reflect on how the passage applies to your life and ask God to reveal how you can apply it to your life. Also ask God for discernment on how applicable this passage is to your life and maybe who you can share it with, who you can share it with that it will mean something to them. And the P, pray, expressing gratitude for what you have learned in this passage and seeking God's guidance in living out the principles that you have observed in this passage and that you are going to apply. So the SOAP method is versatile and can be adapted for different types of Bible studies, such as verse-by-verse studies or topical studies, certain topic, or even devotional periods. It can also be used with various resources like the Bible reading plans or church sermons. Writing down your observations and applications can help you with retention and make lessons more meaningful. The SOAP method can also be made applicable to any age, from a little one to your teenager to your young adult. So I encourage you listeners to become a practical Christian and not an undercover Christian. Start living in such a manner that your children and others can see God in your daily living. I hope this talk helped you to connect better with your children and live a practical Christian life as a family. So, until next week, have a wonderful week, and hopefully in this week, you will be able to connect with your children and help them to do personal Bible study and teach them more about God. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Fruitful Podcast, originally produced for Just Gospel Radio, used with permission. You can find more at fruitfulfig.ca/links or support the work at buymeacoffee.com/fruitfulfig. And remember, every fig has a season. Critical Noise.